Ponderings over tea with Mary Phyllis
and Anthony. Okay. Hello again, Mary Phyllis.
Hello. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you again, too. Last time we spoke about God, right? And in the end, we spoke about if it's possible to communicate with God. And I think we decided it is, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So now we were thinking of talking more about communicating and maybe even more about prayers.
Yes.
And what a prayer is, really.
Yeah. I find that a lot of people think prayers is when you have specific words, like you read them from a book.
Right.
Or you have them written down of some sort. And my experience has been, that didn't work for me. It has to be almost an emotional feeling. It has to be an energy. And there are times when I've been in groups where they've been praying, and they may stand up and have their heads bowed or whatever. I just sit there with my eyes closed, and whatever I hear comes up as a prayer, I just feel like it's an energy that shoots up.
Ah, yeah.
And allow that to go up. So, and there's a feeling along with that that gives a connection that I know that at least it's being heard. Doesn't mean it's being answered.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you miss from the general prayers that are words from books is that it doesn't connect to your emotions, right?
Right. It's almost like if I speak the words, it gets in the way of the actual energy moving.
Right.
Oh, that's just me. That just may be the way I do it.
Yeah. But I'm thinking, you know, if it connects to your emotions, now, when you feel that emotion, you actually sense a sort of energy, right?
Yes.
In the prayer that goes up, you said.
Yes.
And you know that it's been heard.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's fascinating.
Yeah. How is it for you? How does it work for you?
Yeah. I think, I know there's a feeling involved, definitely. Yeah. And usually, when I pray, it sort of is something personal. So I agree on your stance there that the prayers when I go to church don't always work for me because it doesn't connect with me personally.
Yeah.
So when I pray, it's usually from my personal perspective that I have a thought or a question or something I need to express, you know, with God.
Yeah.
So it connects with that, with the emotion. And then usually I pray with words. And I sort of, it's like a little poem, you know, but it's not as beautiful as a poem maybe. But it's like a little, I try to say something in words that I hope will reach God.
Yeah, and sometimes when I'm in a group and they'll pray for individuals that I don't know, I just send them up to the light that I see of God.
Right.
And it's really interesting. Sometimes it won't go, even though I try a couple of times. And I've come to realize that maybe it's not going because maybe the person has received as much as they can handle at the time.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe there is sort of a, it's like an inbox, your mailbox. It gets full with prayers.
Who knows what the reason is, but it's interesting. I tend to see things going up in an image.
Right.
It's like a little globe, and it has a feeling in it, and I just send that globe up to God.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that image.
That's images. I tend to think in images. Maybe that's
right.
Why.
Yeah, I am more a word person, I think.
Yeah.
So that's the difference, right?
Yeah.
But the funny thing is that I do expect an answer when I send it up, you know? And it's funny when you think of prayers in churches, for example.
Yeah.
Those prayers that are common and you recognize sometimes they're in Latin and sometimes they are, you know, the congregation is begging God sort of to hear our prayer and everything. It's like we're not expecting an answer. We're not expecting God to be listening to us small individuals here you know, crying out, please hear our prayers. Isn't it so?
Yes. Yes. It's almost like a small child begging a parent or an adult for help.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to get
listened. Right. Yes. It's going to be listened to.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to sort of have this feeling already when I start that God actually is.
Yes.
Listening.
Come to think of it, yes. And I realize that that's the time when I really focus a lot.
Yeah.
I expect to be prayed, to be listened to. Here's my prayer. Got it? Good.
Right. That feeling.
That may sound a little bit arrogant, but it's an expectation that I think all of us can have.
I think so too. And maybe this is connected to that inner, any relationship.
Yeah.
It's, if somebody turns their back, it's not a relationship.
Yeah.
And God wants to have a relationship with all of us, right? With me.
Yes.
So then why wouldn't God listen to my prayers?
Right.
Why would God be so occupied with everything else?
Yeah.
You know, if God is, as we decided last time, so all-empowering, you know, and mm-hmm. everywhere, mm-hmm. there should be a little strand of an ear also for my little
yes.
prayer, right?
Yes. Yes.
And it's a relationship.
Yeah.
Sort of. There has to be an exchange.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's not love.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that the prayer I send up is going to be answered.
Of course not.
Answered in the positive. That's, I should amend that.
Right.
It may be a no answer. If I don't get an answer, maybe the answer is no.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we don't need it, or it goes against our best interests, according to what God
says. Exactly. Or maybe it's when God thinks, oh, I think you can figure that out yourself. Also, right?
Yeah.
Why are you asking me? I know you know this already. Right?
Yes.
I told you half a year ago about all this. Have you forgotten? Maybe it's like that, but I agree. Sometimes the answer is no.
Yeah. Yeah. But the kind of prayer I think I like to do all the time is either a prayer of love or a prayer of gratitude or a prayer of blessing. Thank you for this beautiful day or whatever it is. I find that in sending that kind of a burst of energy up, it's said in Hawaiian lore that when you send one burst of energy up to God, God multiplies that love, that gratitude, 10 times.
Oh.
That's where our sense of tithing, I think, comes from. But I don't
right.
know. And then if we ask for a rain of blessings, God can send 5 back and keep
wow.
the other 5 to help with our evolution, with our needs, or whatever
yeah.
the needs are there. But it's interesting, sending up 1, we get 5 back. Hey.
So that's a good deal.
Good, yes.
Yeah, I like that. Sail on love.
Yes.
But the thing is, it's interesting that when you say that you actually, when you send up a burst of love, that will multiply.
Yes.
So your action actually creates even more.
Yes.
Even if God has plentiful, of course, from wherever, this mm-hmm. actually. So it's an important exchange also for God.
Yes.
That we send up little bursts of love. I love that image.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
We're strengthening our connection.
Right.
So that more and more, we become more and more in tune with God's purposes, and our prayers will be more accurate.
Yeah.
In some way.
Yeah.
In helping us.
And maybe the connect, exactly as you say, it's like on the phone line. The connection sort of gets stronger.
Yes.
The line gets bigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was also funny what you said in the beginning or just now when you said praying for blessings
mm-hmm.
and also prayers of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of when I was much younger and I sort of my spiritual life was evolving, and I used to pray only when I was, you know, desperate enough that I felt,
yeah.
I can't handle this, you know, then
yeah.
I started praying.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
very common, right? You pray
uh-huh.
when you think everything's lost or you can't see clearly anymore, and
yeah.
you feel desperate and so on. But prayers can be many, and also out of gratitude, feeling joyous or something went well at work, or you know, sending a prayer and say, "Oh, this was fantastic! Thank you so much! I'm blessed. Amen." You know, like that.
Yes.
Prayers are our ongoing communication with God.
Yes.
Then, of course, in this relationship, there's also joy.
Yes.
And gratitude.
Yes.
And sharing a laugh. Right.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just walking up from getting my mail, and I see these tall trees there. And, oh, thank you for being there. And I just send up a prayer in addition, you know. So it's almost like a communication with the trees as well as with God.
Right.
Which we're all part of anyway.
Yeah. So that's also interesting with the, like, prayers. Your prayers, as you said, are more images. Mine are more words. But also when walking in nature, this, when you're in nature, and usually that feels like everything opens up more, right? With spirituality.
Yeah.
It's sort of easier to connect.
Yeah.
Even if it's a rainy day or a sunny day, it's sort of it's like a presence of nature actually connects easier with spirit.
Yeah. It's almost like maybe nature's in constant prayer.
Yeah.
Constant connection with God.
That's a funny thought. You know, just being is sort of a prayer.
Interesting.
Hmm. Yeah.
That leads us into another topic, doesn't it?
Energy. It does.
Yeah.
Exactly, about energies, which we're going to speak about also for sure. Let's before we leave prayers, with the answers.
Oh, yes.
Because you said, we were discussing this, that maybe sometimes the answer is no, but if we really get an answer, if there is an answer, it doesn't always come as words, right?
Right.
It could be, you know, like a feeling or an insight. I feel often that when I've prayed, and if this is a prayer with some type of trouble or something I'm asking about, usually I feel that the answer comes as an insight.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly I see clearly. Oh, that's what it is. Of course. Yeah. As if I, you know, this feeling of the light bulb, you know,
interesting,
going up. That feeling. And then I feel like I have an answer.
Yeah, that's interesting. And sometimes, like, I'll get a phone call.
Yeah.
And whoever is at the other end addresses what I was praying about.
Yeah.
And it's it comes in different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
And that person doesn't even know what you've been praying about.
Right.
And suddenly comes back and says,
right,
hey, I was thinking about something.
Yeah.
And then you suddenly get your answer.
Yeah.
So that means that God would use us for sending messages.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Without us even knowing it.
Right. And that's what's so beautiful about it, that we know that we've been praying to God. Because some people say they pray directly to another person.
Right.
And I get very uneasy when it's that way, because I don't feel like that kind of prayer is helpful.
Yeah. To pray to, why would someone pray? I mean, it's better to pray to God.
Yeah.
That's what I feel too.
Yeah, I guess why I'm saying that is some people say, well, I pray that you'll do this.
Oh,
that's not in my vocabulary. I've just heard it. Sometimes.
Yeah, that sounds strange.
Yeah.
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 I agree.
Yeah.
But anyways, I mean, we can all be part of this prayer, really, for each other.
Yeah.
Unknowingly.
Yeah.
But that's also true with the answers, that they can actually show up as signs.
Yes.
Also, you know. Yeah. So signs of something happening that we were praying for, or maybe we don't always get what we pray for, but we sort of get something happens that sort of makes the connection to the prayer, right?
Yes. Yeah. The fact that we remember it.
Yeah.
Our minds occurred,
There is a connection made.
Yeah.
And that really is exactly, as you said, sort of this takes us to our next topic.
Yes.
So that's going to be about energies.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
Ponderings over tea. With Mary Phyllis.
And Annelie.